I just want to do something here before we take prayer requests. Just want to share something with you about the daily bread for our soul. And we know that the daily bread for our soul is the bread of life, the word of God. And is the divine physician prescribes it. As I look at John and John 6 and verse 7, it said, labor not, loving Lord, take our hearts, my heart, my mind, and all of us on the line tonight. And I pray that you will ignite us with your word, and that your word will burn deep down in our hearts and give us light life. We thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. That labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life. And verse 27, with the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. And the verse 40 is saying, your father did eat manna in the wilderness on our dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. The bread that comes down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. Verse 61, I am the living bread which come down from heaven. If any man, eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. And he gave his life for the world. And he gave us the bread, which is the word of God. And when we feed on the word of God, we will not be malnourished. And sometimes when we don't feed on the word of God all the time, sometimes we end up with a lot of problems. But it said, the daily bread for our soul. God's word is food for our soul. We can't live without it. It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. And that's Matthew 4 and verse 4. If we are not continually fed with God's word, we will starve spiritually. We will starve spiritually. I was reading a little story, a little reading, and there was this lady that she was sick and she went to the hospital. And she was a vibrant Bible student, memory intact, have her scriptures well intact in her mind. But when she took sick and she went to the hospital, and they started to give her the medication, anesthesia and all kind of different things, she realizes that the things that she used to remember, the Word of God, the scriptures she used to remember, she couldn't remember them anymore. She wasn't that sharp. She wasn't alert anymore because of the drugs that were in her system. And it bothers her. She said it bothers her because after all those years, she makes sure she studied the Word of God. But she said there were some scriptures that were cemented into her brain that the medication could not erase. So she said when she gets out from the hospital, she started to pray and ask God to guard her mind, and that the word that is written in her mind, in her heart, will stay forever. So he said when she went back the next time, those words were cemented in her heart. She was saying that we should give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. And that's Hebrews 2 verse 1 is speaking to us. So the Word of God can be stolen from us through sickness and a lot of things. The enemy can creep in and steal the Word of God from us. Also, we can be robbed of the Word of God, but we have a divine physician, and he have a prescription for us. And he wants that we should let this mind, that is his mind, be in us as in Christ Jesus. It's important to keep our mind upon God. And I'm going to read a little devotion here. Before he said, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. And we know that if any man eat this bread, he shall live. And the bread that I will give thee is my flesh, which I will give for life of the world. Therefore, the health and vitality of the soul, the divine physician has prescribed communion with himself. He has prescribed communion with himself. So when we commune with God, that is a prescription for our health, spiritually and physically. We are to sit at his feet and learn of him how to be meek and lowly in heart. Spiritual health is dependent on the food given to the mind and on the air which we breathe. The food given to the mind and the air which we breathe. We have to be careful what kind of food we feed our mind with. the soul needs food. And in order to get this food, the Word of God must be studied. I read again. The soul needs food. And in order to get this food, the Word of God must be studied. Oh, I'm tired and I'm sleepy. I have to put it off for tomorrow. No, we won't get it. Oh, I'm reading the paper. I don't want to sleep, but when I take up the Bible, I am sleepy. That's the trick of the enemy. We have to feed on the Word of God. We have to study it and we have to live by it. The breathing of pure air is essential for the cure of disease. Pure air is essential for the cure of disease. And it is no less essential that the atmosphere we breathe in the spiritual life shall be pure. This is essential for a healthy growth in grace. Breathe the pure atmosphere which produces pure thoughts. Pure thoughts. And noble words. That's the atmosphere we should breathe. Pure atmosphere which produces pure thoughts and noble words. In this economic crisis, it is very hard for our thoughts to be pure. Because so many things face us, but we have to remember that we should cast our cares upon Him because He cares for us. He said, choose Christian society. The Christian will not have spiritual health unless he is guarded in regard to his association. So who we associate ourselves with, where we go, what we do, has a lot to do with our Christian life. Even the programs sometimes that we have, even in our churches, it does not help us spiritually. A lot of noise and chatting. And no one stops to pray. Each person is minding their own business. And the Holy Spirit is there saying, can someone just invite me in? Angels are there to take records. But the atmosphere is not conducive to the Spirit of God. So we have to be careful. It said every Christian who is needed, indeed Christian, must grow. He must constantly increase in wisdom and knowledge. Dear Lord, give us wisdom tonight, Lord, and the knowledge that we really need of. Day by day, he must approach more nearly to the full stature of a man in Christ Jesus in order to be a follower of the Master. He must grow. He must adapt into a deeper appreciation of the love of God and a clearer knowledge of His will. If His light does not shine more and more brightly, His faith becomes weak. His love grows feeble. And unless he sees and acknowledges his danger, he is doing the cause of God more harm than an avoided unbeliever. Avoided unbeliever. Doing more harm than the person who does not know the Lord. Piety leaves the soul empty. He turns carelessly away from his duties and responsibilities. The Son of God is by him crucified afresh and put to open shame. Exercise is essential to grow in grace. Exercise is essential to grow in grace. When the spiritual disease are given exercise in spiritual things, there is a transformation of character. The health of the spiritual life is dependent upon exercise. For spirituality cannot grow while the heart is full of the corrupting source of selfishness. I'm going to read that again. Exercise is essential to grow in grace. When the spiritual disease are given exercise in spiritual things, there is a transformation in character. The health of the spiritual life is dependent upon exercise. But spirituality cannot grow while the heart is full of the corrupting source of selfishness. The soul must be cleansed, and purified by the refreshing grace of God. This channel of communication between earth and heaven must be kept free from all obstruction. Please help me, Lord. Help me and all of us tonight to keep the channel to you clear. Only through your Holy Spirit help. We can do that, and the determination and the desire that we have. That the soul may receive from Christ a supply of living water. We need that water, Lord. And every spiritual muscle and sinews must be put to the task. God has given us many opportunities to work for Him. Unless we improve these opportunities, we cannot be growing Christians. Have mercy, Lord. God has given us many opportunities to work for Him. Unless we improve these opportunities, we cannot be growing Christians. When Christ is formed within the hope of glory, a decided change will be seen in the religious experience. experience of professing Christian. When Christ is born within the hope of glory, a decided change will be seen in the religious experience of professing Christian. Manuscript 50, July 9, 1901, untitled Manuscript. That is the end.